seizures can be hard to diagnose. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jacob Pelinen, assistant professor of neurology at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, determines why.
The first thing that comes to mind when most people think of a seizure is full-body convulsing, the type of seizure that is often portrayed in film and on television. But this is often not what people experience when they have a seizure. Most people will actually have relatively subtle symptoms, at least at first. Approximately 1 in 10 people will experience a seizure during their lifetime, but only those with a risk of recurrent unprovoked seizures are considered to have epilepsy, which represents about 1 in 26. This can occur due to any variety of underlying causes, ranging from genetic predispositions to things acquired later in life, such as brain tumors, head injuries, and strokes. The majority of seizures people experience are what we call focal seizures, that is, seizures that arise from a confined or focal brain region. When seizures arise from a small area of the brain, the symptoms that occur are related to whatever that brain region is responsible for. So, for example, seizures starting in the visual cortex may cause someone to experience visual symptoms such as strange lights or colors. When focal seizures become more severe and involve larger areas of the brain, they can cause loss of consciousness and convulsions. Since epilepsy can start with relatively subtle symptoms, it can go undiagnosed for long periods of time. And when untreated, it can worsen over time and lead to convulsions and injuries. In general, poor seizure recognition has significant consequences for individuals, communities, and the healthcare system. So being aware of the diverse ways seizures can manifest can help improve this treatment gap and lessen the consequences.
That was Jacob Pelinen of the University of Colorado. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.